All eyes are on the northern town of Liberec at the moment for the Nordic World Ski Championships, described as the biggest sports event the Czech Republic has ever held. But the championships are attracting scrutiny of a different kind. This week, the Supreme Audit Office filed criminal charges for fraud, loan fraud and breach of trust. Rob Cameron has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Rob, these are extraordinary allegations. I gather the championships have been plagued by controversy from the outset.
Yes, obviously they've been planning these championships for several years, but they have been plagued by trouble from the very beginning. And it's not just those accusations of economic mismanagement, which in true Czech fashion were not filed against anyone in particular, but simply against an unknown perpetrator. The Supreme Audit Office examined what happened to around 1 billion crowns worth of invoices. And as you said, they claimed that these tenders were accompanied by fraud, loan fraud, breach of trust and several other offences. But there are also allegations, not just the economic allegations, but there are also allegations that the preparations in Liberec were damaging to the environment, in particular a decision to import large amounts of snow from mountains hundreds of kilometres away, something that's been severely criticised by senior politicians.
Right, and it seems that even the Prime Minister has now got involved. Why is that?
I think it's because the Liberec Championships have just become something of a cause célèbre. They were described as the Temelín of Czech sport by the new Education Minister, reference to the controversial and very expensive nuclear power station in South Bohemia. And it's also because I think Mr. Topolánek, the Prime Minister, doesn't want to be held responsible for a project that he says was approved before he came to power. And that was a dig at the former Social Democrat administration. And as Mr. Topolánek told Parliament again this week, someone had decided to hold these championships in Liberec, a town where there's no snow, no ski resorts and no ski ramps, rather than the nearby towns of Charkov or Bedřichov, which are A, higher up and therefore have more snow, and B, already have established ski resorts there. He's promised that all the mistakes that were made will be clarified and explained.
Oh, this is very bad publicity for everyone concerned. How are these allegations affecting the championships so far then?
Well, the one good thing is that, as you may have noticed, Daniela, it is snowing a lot. So Liberec and environs are covered in thick blankets of snow, and they were snow covered for the launch of the championships. However, while there has been enough snow for the competitors, that's also, on the other hand, highlighted the folly of bringing in tons of snow by truck from other mountains in the Czech Republic. And indeed, there's now so much snow in Liberec due to this snow calamity that the authorities actually declared something of a local emergency. That said, the championships do seem to be proceeding well. In fact, the Czech cross-country skier Lukáš Bauer has just won a silver medal in the 15 kilometres event, but I think no amount of medals are going to take away the hint of scandal and mismanagement that hangs over these championships.
Rob Cameron, thank you for that. Now, staying with sport, this weekend, Prague is